This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, a lot of very important adjuncts to the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented, some people call it political talk radio. Each week, Talkers Magazine reviews the issues from the point of view of the hosts and the programs and the stations that are carrying this. So let's get at this week's list, Michael.
Here's the list as we look back to the pre-Labor Day weekend activity on News Talk Radio. At number 10, we have the Michael Sam ESPN Shower Report, tied with the NFL preseason activity. At number 9, we have Major League Baseball action. So lots of sports down at the bottom of the list. And the VMA Awards at number 8. Number 7, the Napa earthquake. And that's tied with the Ebola threat. Not that they're related, but they're both had about the same level of conversation. At number 6, Russian-Ukraine aggression. At number 5, the Burger King tax controversy. And that is tied with the IMF's Lagarde under investigation story. The aftermath of the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, continues to be talked about. It was at number 4. At number 3, Obama climate change, immigration executive action. At number 2, midterm elections and the 2016 presidential race. In other words, electoral politics is being talked about heavily. And at number 1, the Middle East, ISIS campaigns, and the U.S. military policy in Iraq and Syria at number 1. And that's the topics. The people, Miley Cyrus and Michael Sam at number 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Christine Lagarde at 8, Douglas MacArthur McCain at 7, Michael Brown at 6, number 5, Mitt Romney, number 4, Rand Paul, number 3, Paul Ryan, number 2, Hillary Clinton, number 1, Barack Obama.
All right, as is the case from time to time, because this is an overview of what's going on in the issue world, the issues in the sports radio world, the sports radio franchises, are sometimes as ludicrous as some of the things that we talk about that are issues supposedly or would be issues. And this sort of is a headline that's taken out of a bad newspaper where there's nothing going on. It's like the solution to a problem that doesn't exist, you know, what the government specializes in. So this question about Michael Sam, I find intriguing, interesting, and I don't know if it's laughable, because there apparently isn't a big deal, and ESPN is just trying to create something out of nothing, to which they sort of fell flat on their faces. But it was an interesting watching.
Well, ESPN is trying to create something out of nothing, and then the rest of the media is trying to create something out of ESPN's trying to create something out of nothing.
Out of nothing, right.
Yeah. So it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah.
But you know something on another level? Yeah, these things are kind of interesting. This is like gossip surrounding social issues.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think there's a place for all of this.
Oh, there is, because I think what has become pat. We are so used to the political machinations of some of the major hosts or any of the hosts that are predictable and sometimes uninformed, and yet we find people who are thirsting for spoken word conversations and to be stimulated. So now they're going to listen to some of the sports talk shows. You know, you get right down to the brass tacks of all of this. There are issues that come up that become fodder for regular conversational programs. I was thinking about football star from University of Southern California, Josh Shaw, who's been suspended after he admitted he made up a story, Michael, that he injured both of his ankles jumping off a balcony to save his nephew from drowning. The athletic department made a statement this week that Shaw had approached athletic department officials and admitted the story wasn't true. University did not give an explanation for why Shaw didn't tell the truth or how he was actually injured. But these things, when this gets out, at least there's a who gets hurt in these things? And that's the sort of angle that a lot of radio station owners are taking to stories. You know, am I going to get into trouble for airing some of these stories? Like the business of Redskin and the phony lawsuits and the phony challenges to station licenses. But yeah, this could take up a whole lot of time and energy on the part of radio station owners who happen to carry Redskins broadcasts, or even, you know, you can't use the N-word on the air anymore, at least you don't if you have any sense. So there are these people who are trying to keep from or have us out of thin air making something out of the Redskins name. That is not they're going to threaten the guy's life. The guy that owns the team owns seven radio stations, too. And anybody who's carrying Redskins broadcast, this guy, this lawyer Bonzoff, says, okay, we're going to challenge your licenses. We're going to sue you. And all, I mean, there's nothing in it for him other than publicity, which he is a consummate publicity hound.
Mm-hmm.
But people are seemingly taking this serious. I have a radio station. Somebody said, how are you going to handle it? I'd say, what do you mean, how am I going to handle what? It's, what are you talking about? How am I going to handle it? Where did this all start?
I don't know. It's an interesting thing. Where did it start? That's a very provocative question. Is this a manifestation of modern times? Is this a manifestation of where we're going with our country and our democracy and how we interpret law and our Constitution? Or has this always been the case? I don't know the answer to that. You've provoked me. I'm going to look into it. Where did this current wave of hyper-political correctness coupled with hyper-litigiousness, if there's such a word?
That's a good word. I like that.
Yeah. When did this begin? Because right now people are afraid to make a move in any direction. And it does involve frivolous use of the law, frivolous lawsuits, the threat of a lawsuit. There are people who make a living just threatening people with the inconvenience of a lawsuit. And there are companies that will, unfortunately, pay you off to avoid the inconvenience of dealing with it. This is a very big problem.
Yeah, and so what's our job here as the broadcasters when it comes to evaluating or listening to or creating? And sort of as an adjunct, we'll pause for a moment. Let's think about this. Let's think about how issues are started. How many times have you listened to a good radio program where the host didn't necessarily make the issue? Some caller came in with an idea, and the idea took hold, and it became the focus of maybe that hour or that program or maybe that week. I mean, I guess I'm thinking about somebody like Lionel, who is a very consummate broadcaster. He started because he was gnawing. He was a lawyer in Tampa, and he was gnawing away at the host of a program. He kept calling and calling and called. Finally, the program director put him on the air. And from a weekend show that he did for an hour or two, he's launched a major career. But he was on the air, on the phone, as a listener, gnawing away at the host of the program.
Well, that's a rare occurrence. You're bringing up a couple of things here. And I gathered you wanted to take a break.
All right, so let's pause for a moment, and then, yeah, we'll come back to that. All right, that's good. We're talking about the issues of the week because Michael Harrison is the editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, and they list the stories and the people that are being discussed the most because of their survey of stations and programs and that sort of thing. This is an accurate list. How does it, in your mind, fare? There's a poll at DougStephan.com which asks you to rate the most important talk topics of the week. So pick one of the 10. Tell us what you think is most important, and it'll register, so we'll report on it again next week. All right, stand by. More of Michael Harrison on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free. All right. Michael Harrison, editor-publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the way that he understands, and maybe the way that we all should kind of look at these things. Maybe it's what comes first, the chicken or the egg, Michael.
Well, I mean, there are some shows that rile up people about issues that are not important. Mm-hmm. And then there are shows that speak common sense to those that are talking about unimportant issues. So there's two schools. One is the school that riles things up and makes the unimportant an issue so as to have material, so as to have content, so as to, as we mentioned before, ESPN doing a story about some guy's showering habits because it'll, you know, provoke those that are concerned about what happens in the locker room when you have a gay football player. Ooh, you know, and makes, you know, or the bed bug issue. There are bed bugs in New York hotels. Ah, you know, like suddenly there's an invasion of them. It's something that's always existed and always will to one degree or another. Or the common sense approach where you say, wait now, stop with the panic, stop with the sensationalizing, stop with the chicken little, the sky's not falling. Let's put this into perspective. Those are the two schools of thought that dance together in this basic brew of conversation called talk radio. And it comes down to those two things, those that rile up things that aren't necessarily a big issue, those that speak common sense. My favorite version of that is the common sense approach, putting things in perspective. I think that that is always the best way to forge a career as a host and to provide a service for the public. Put things in perspective. Be a moderator. Be a facilitator. Point out what's right about an argument, what's wrong about an argument, where the danger is, where the danger isn't, and when people are profiteering or sensationalizing for their own interests.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's well put, well thought out. Michael Harrison, who has decades of experience he's been in the radio business like I have for a long time, but specializing in talk and the Talkers Magazine point of view, his point of view, and there then, of course, are a lot of other people that are the influence being felt. And that's kind of what we're all about here. What's the influence this has, these conversations have on you? Always the question. Michael and Doug continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, continue. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. There's a trend, and I don't think it's new, Michael. You report about it in Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com. A lot of people go in there every day to sort of nose around, see what's going on in the format, who's doing what with whom. And so I was interested to see the Paul Ryan guest hosting for Sean Hannity. What is there about, now he's a sitting member of Congress, I don't know how often that takes place. Ryan's a well-known national figure, he has interesting things to say. I'm thinking about Mike Rogers, who is a congressman from, I want to say Michigan.
Yes, who is
in Michigan? Okay.
Yes.
So he's getting a job, he's quitting and he's going to go to work for one of the big companies doing a daily syndicated program. He makes me nauseous. Because he's just such an obviator. I don't get that from Ryan, but I guess the more important question here is, what do these people get?
Paul Ryan is a superstar on shows like Sean Hannity. He's a celebrity. He's a newsmaker. He's one of the people they talk about. So he's there just purely for the magnitude of his persona. So you get to hear the guy's take on the issues of the day. It's not a long-term proposition. When you have someone like Mike Rogers, who's leaving Congress, and he's also the head of the Congressional House, the House Intelligence Committee, he's a big committee chairman, which is bigger than being a congressman. He's a major player. When you get a politician suddenly taking on a show where they're on every day, 3 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week, that could be a recipe for disaster. Unless he puts his political self aside and develops his personality self. And a lot of politicians don't understand that. They're horrible talk show hosts because politicians, by nature, are buttoned down and very careful about what they say.
And the people who are in Congress normally, although when they're in front of a microphone, then maybe they have a different approach, but they need to have a measured approach
Yes. In
order to be acceptable enough to get voted in.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, corporate interests forget the difference between a talent and a big name. And the most dangerous thing facing news talk radio today is its wonkiness and its partisanship. The average person doesn't want to hear political rhetoric or anything, you know, wonky, meaning, you know, where you're talking inside shop and you're referring to bills by their congressional number and all of those kinds of things. Boy, that is just deadly. And otherwise, you know, William F. Buckley would have been the biggest talk show host of all time. You know, it just...
Doggone it. I was going to tell everybody why they needed to support House Bill 4934.
Yes, exactly.
We shouldn't do that here? What's the big idea? I want to talk about that.
You don't do that. Do you? Are you a wonk on your daily show?
No, not really. But every once in a while, you know that I'm once in a while a bit of an axe grinder. And when I get into a situation where I think the government, of all of the niceness that surrounds my program, every once in a while the government gets in my crosshairs because I just think that things are crazy and out of control, and this is the place for me to have a bully pulpit. So when I found out that the FDA was going to get submachine guns, or they wanted to get submachine guns, I started nosing around and looking into how all this happens. And then that became underscored with the Ferguson, and I think we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we talked about it in the last couple of weeks.
The demilitarization, the bill to demilitarize our police. But the fact that they're militarized in the first place, it seems to me, is a fantastic talk show. So, and I haven't heard it talked about very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway,
evil militarization of police bill. Don't call it House Bill 4727B.
Yeah, but it brings it back around to an identity, and that's what 4934 is. So the Demilitarization Act of the police and, you know, keeping guns away from the FDA or Uzis or whatever it is, which reminds me, we need to talk about that situation, even though it didn't make it into the top 10, the young woman and how that was handled. That story was handled by a lot of the news talk radio programmers. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio and the things that are ancillary to the conversations on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The Michael Brown aftermath of his death, the ISIS fighter killed, the military policy in Iraq, midterm elections, Obama climate change deal, Lois Lerner's emails. I'm looking at a lot of these stories that are part of the list this week as the essence of what goes on in the world becomes fodder for conversation in news talk radio circles. So I circle, if you'll pardon the pun, back around to a story that is very troubling in that in the makeup of it and how it's being handled by some hosts and by some advocates who don't see anything wrong with everybody having any kind of a gun that they want. But to have a 9-year-old girl go to a shooting range in Arizona, mm-hmm. and under the auspices of her father's tutelage, learn how to fire an Uzi. She went to the firing line. Her instructor was a 39-year-old guy who had been doing it for a long time. He shows her the weapon and how to use it. She points it at the target out in the field. And because she's 9 years old and weighs 45 pounds soaking wet, the gun weighs 30 pounds. She can't control it. She loses control. The gun's firing away, and it blows the head off of the guy who's her instructor.
Horrible.
Now, what is this girl? I had Dr. Joy Brown on my Good Day program during the week asking what the impact would be on this girl for the rest of her life. That's number one. Number two, what in the name of God? If you look at some of the comments, at least my Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, loaded with people who are so irate about a parent allowing a 9-year-old to use an Uzi. I mean, there are all kinds of things. And the gun control people are coming out of the woodwork. What do you mean? We all should have the right. Kids should be taught how to use a gun.
Yeah, but kids should not be taught to use a gun that they haven't got the weight to hold it and do it safely.
I mean, it's common sense. Let's just get to the common sense.
Common sense is, that's like saying give a kid, a 9-year-old, the right to ride a motorcycle, or a 9-year-old to drive a car. Or drink whiskey from the jar.
Growing up is a term that has some merit. And the problem today in America is that everybody wants their children to grow up like they're born and then they're adults. There's nothing in between. There's a maturation point.
There's
a time in which we grow into adulthood, and it's not 9 years old.
No, it's not 9 years old, and that's especially of concern, what you just said, in terms of protecting children from loss of innocence, which the Internet, of course, is the most dangerous thing that ever happened, in terms of keeping your children appropriately innocent until they reach the age of understanding of how
what do you mean by that? Spend a little more time on that. What do you mean by that?
I mean sexuality. I mean children should not be exposed to adult concepts until they are adults, until they grow into it, until they're able to handle it emotionally. I think one of the most dangerous things, talk about child abuse, is allowing children to play in the street. Playing in the street in the 21st century means playing on the Internet without any adult supervision. When you think about the world we grew up in and the restraints that were on children being exposed to things that take away their childhood innocence before they're able to handle it, that doesn't exist in today's world. I mean, would you let your kid go to Times Square and 42nd Street and hang out there at the age of 10, as it was in the old days? No. Would you let your kid play in the highway, in the street? Would you let your kid take candy from strangers? No. We protected our children from something that they could not handle, but we don't do that anymore. Kids are growing up in a very unhealthy atmosphere for children. And it is our responsibility as adults to protect them. But we don't. We, meaning generally, most parents care, but most parents don't have a clue of what to do. Add to that the distraction of what it's like to work and two parents working and everybody stressed to the max and confusion and stress from this age we're living in. And even less attention is paid, less time is paid to family time, less attention is paid to guiding children through their childhood. And this is a very, very dangerous thing, and I consider it a form of child abuse. I think that that's one of the major issues of our time, but you don't hear that talked about.
Well, I'm looking, one of the names that you went through, the people list, we have two lists that Talkers Magazine puts out every week, the stories, the topics, if you will, and then the people that are a part of these. And one of the names that's on the list this week, number 7, is Douglas MacArthur McCain. Now, I looked into his background a little bit. This fellow was scarcely more than a teenager when he first tried to get out of this country and go to the Middle East. And I think he was only 21 or 22 when he was killed this past week as a member of ISIS. There are a couple of Americans, both of them very young. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what parent doesn't try to influence his or her son from going to certain death? He's old enough to make his own decision. I suppose you can argue that because if you're 18, you go, you sign up for the service and you learn how to use a gun and you learn how to kill people. So this kid, when he first, maybe that's it. I think kids at 18 today, from what I can see, Michael, they're pretty damned innocent or naive, better term.
Well, kids at 28 today are still living with their parents.
Right.
And not able to make a living.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you something, Doug. There is so much wrong. There is so much wrong with our world, and there is so much wrong with our society. And America, the greatest land of all, is still the greatest land of all, but it has a lot wrong with it. That doesn't mean, you see, I'm not saying it's not the greatest place. You know, people go, well, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. No, I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is there is so much wrong with things that we just take for granted and consider to be the way it is.
Yeah.
There's so much room for improvement.
Right.
That these are the things we should be talking about.
So much misinformation this week about the number 5 story on the countdown, the Burger King tax controversy. People don't even know. This idiot Senator Sherrod Brown, and that's my saying it. Michael's not saying that. Doug Steffen's saying that from Ohio, who says we should boycott Burger King because he thinks it's an American company that's going to Canada to avoid taxes. I mean, the assumption or the asinine statement made about a company that's controlled by a Brazilian hedge fund that's owned by a bunch of British investors. So this isn't an American company any more than Aeroflot is. But yet, man, they do have headquarters for their American operation, and they are going to move them to Canada.
But it's grandstanding on the part of the senator. It's that we talked about before. It's taking a kernel of truth and turning it into a giant issue, a mountain.
Yeah.
When in fact it doesn't have all the information.
Right.
If you want to rectify the wrong as a senator, then go through the process of talking to your fellow senators, educate people as to perhaps something with our tax structure that needs to be changed, and bring up a bill and promote it. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the media and call for a boycott on something that is based upon emotionalism, jingoism,
yeah,
and every other
kind a great
of
term.
Stupidism,
yeah.
that doesn't do anything. You're right. It is stupid.
Wait a minute. I'm writing this down. Stupid. We got a new word. Stupidism. The isms, fascism,
stupidism,
communism, socialism. Now there's stupidism.
Well, stupidism is definitely one of the big problems that we face in our world. Stupidism.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah,
it sure is. And so, but then, well, to go back to the angle that I was working toward, a lot of these good new money sort of conversational programs. If you look at our tax policy, it is the most confiscatory. It is the worst for business, the climate in this country to start and run a business. And yet we are number one. But under the circumstances, how the heck do we stay number one when the government is pounding away and you listen to some of these people like Brown say, oh, we got to tax the rich more. We got to get these corporations who are screwing it. We have the highest corporate tax rate of any of our counterparts in the G8 and, in fact, in the civilized world. It is discouraging beyond belief to keep people, instead of encouraging big companies to come here, we're sending them away in droves.
Mm-hmm.
And who talks about that?
And in the process, we're sending away jobs.
Jobs, right.
You know, like how about all the people that work at Burger King, dumb senator? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. How about all the people who like Burger King, dumb senator?
Mm.
You know, how about the real estate involved? How about the larger role a company like that plays? Oh, let's boycott them.
Right. Stand by.
No,
hold
it's
on
more complicated than that.
Final thoughts. Maybe not. Final thoughts from Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to lumberliquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastley Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Meinl Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Michael Harrison, editor-publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Stefan, as we review the issues of the week, the conversations that capture maybe our attention, probably your attention, hopefully. It may not be that we all see these things the same way. So let's drill down a little bit into this thing. We're talking about the controversy, which is number five on the story list this week, Burger King, and supposedly going to merge with Tim Horton and take their headquarters to Canada, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the different interpretations of all of these programs, all of these issues. Let's say all of these issues have a local connection. One of the things that's being touted by some people is, oh, I got to have more local talk. Well, if you listen to most of the people doing local programs on local talk radio stations, they're taking these national issues. Sometimes they apply them to the local situation. Sometimes they don't. They yammer away at them because they don't have a grasp of local issues, or they try to make these things. Now,
or they want to be discovered by the big networks so that they can become nationally syndicated hosts.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's the real reason.
Yeah, okay. Because if I were doing a local show in Columbus, I'd want to go to the local Burger King.
Well, yeah, but most of the people doing the local show in, you know, wherever, are in the radio business more than they are in the local business, and they want to be national stars like Limbaugh and you.
Okay.
And that's why they talk about the national issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sexy enough or appealing enough to their ego or to their understanding of the economics of the business to actually say, I'm going to make a life for myself in Peoria, and I'm going to do what I can to make this a better community, and I'll be here my entire career, I'll be secure, I'll be a big man in town, and I will help the people of this region.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not there to help, other than perhaps help themselves. Unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, they're not going to help themselves because the best jobs right now in radio are local.
Right. Okay. So let's finish with something that will make us all smile. You'll remember there was a wonderful radio station that we all sort of grew up understanding. Those of us in the radio business, anybody in the Midwest knew the powerhouse signal at 1,000 on the dial, WCFL. This is Labor Day. The Chicago Federation of Labor decided it wanted to buy a radio station to influence people in Chicagoland with the issues told from the point of view of the labor interest. Then they got into the real radio business, and they did some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful radio with some great hosts, names that you and I certainly would remember. But also, it was a proving ground for a couple of interesting, what they call in the business are vignettes. But the most famous of them all started in Labor Day, over Labor Day week in 1964. The voice was Jim Runyon. He was the announcer. And Dick Orkin and his wife created Chicken Man! Do you remember that? Chicken Man and all of the silly stuff that went with it. It was that was the kind of golden age of personality radio.
Well, Chicken Man struck a chord with the humor of the day.
Yeah.
It was very, very hip, very, very streety. It was sort of like a radio version of Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
And it was entertaining.
It was.
Nothing wrong with that. But it was hip entertaining. It wasn't, you know... Radio has to be hip, whether it's being informative or entertaining. It's got to be streety, it's got to be cutting edge, or it won't succeed.
Yeah, I think that. And whether you can do, you need to do, or find the old, that sort of thing, you find a new kind of a Chicken Man, yeah, that's hip. You're right about that. All right, so we've invented a word today, stupidism. We've covered all the stories, the topics, the people. We've done our usual good job, if I do say so myself. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You'll find it at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Have a safe Labor Day weekend.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is one of our most frequent visitors, a man who understands the legal ramifications of many things that are going on in the world. He has a law degree from BC Law School. I don't know, do they have a law school at BU?
Boston they do. University actually, an excellent law school there. Not as good as Boston College.
Yeah,
very, very
not.
Close.
Right. I actually have my lawyers that I've had over the years all came from Boston College, so you all have something in common. Steve has been on the talk circuit for a long time and understands a lot of different issues. I like it because I can just say to him, okay, what's the story with this? And he comes back with, remember Larry Glick used to say, I'll always come back with a snappy answer. Might not be the right answer, but it'll be a snappy answer. Larry Glick was one of the great radio personalities in the history of Boston, where Steve and I both come from. So let's talk first of all about the number four item on the countdown this week, the aftermath of Michael Brown's death, the legal status, the family, what they can do, suing the state, suing the community, suing the officer specifically. What I'm finding this is a hard thing for me to grasp. This is a reach. There's supposed to be a status report. It went in, I don't know, does the prosecutor want a status report? And the police department turned in blank paper.
Yeah, I mean, that is just an absurd thing to do because it's insulting. It throws it in the face of the judicial system. And frankly, what do you expect the judicial system to do but come down on you hard after something like that? You know, the only thing that the police department can do reasonably is to cooperate totally with the Justice Department and the Missouri State Attorney General in regards to this investigation, because the grand jury is going to take a long time. They only meet once a week. They appear to be, you know, doing a good job, but it's going to take till October. This kind of action by the police department out there in Ferguson, you know, who's been coming under attack anyway, it just seems to be absurd.
So in terms of what the family can do, who they must have a lawyer, a couple of lawyers who are lining up to sue anybody and everybody involved in this thing. Does this go on forever?
Well, not necessarily forever, but in a situation like this, what they're going to do is kind of wait around to see what kind of investigation work is done by the Justice Department, by police, others, and then they will piggyback off of that. They've done their own autopsy and other things, but they do have, there's a code, United States Code, Section 1983, and it's deprivation of civil rights under color of law, and this is, it's a very, very broad thing, but it's been used for civil actions against police and others for excessive force. And this way, you can have a, you will expect, and I think you're going to be expecting it anyway, that the family, they will not wait until a trial is done, a criminal trial, if there even is one. But they are going to wait till much of the investigative work has been done so they can piggyback off of that, but then you can absolutely expect a case and probably in federal court.
All right, next item of interest here, Burger King, the lack of information, never mind the legal consequences of it supposedly moving its headquarters. I love this. The public is so uninformed, the news media is so uninformed, the stupidity of the comments that have come are laughable, including from the U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, is that his name, from Ohio, who said, let's boycott Burger King because they're doing something un-American. It isn't even an American company, for God's sakes. It's owned by this is one of those interesting, I suppose you could say it's a tax scheme or a dodge or whatever, but this is what these big international corporations are usually controlled like this. There's a British investment firm that controls the operations of the company in Brazil that is 70% owner of Burger King. So they're not moving to Canada to dodge taxes. They're all their taxes. But it does suggest that we have a system in our country that is bad, broken, and maybe somebody should be suing or fixing this.
I think you hit it on the head that people just don't even understand it. First of all, they don't understand how many of these companies that appear to be American are not American. There is often politicians will pontificate about solely American companies moving offshore to set up headquarters that are really little more than a P.O. box to avoid American taxes. But in many instances, they would be taxed on income that wasn't even earned here in the United States. So the laws do provide for this. The idea is you change the laws, but you do it in a way that business can also make a buck as well.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest.
contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.